Do you make your own music? Are you looking to record your own music somewhere, but you just don't know where? Maybe you've heard of Electric Technique in Leichhardt. Well, today we're speaking to Aidan and Spencer, the people behind it. Good afternoon, Aidan and Spencer. How are you both doing?
Good afternoon to you.
Good bloody morning.
We're having a wonderful day, trying to make the most of the rain and all the rest of it.
Yeah. It's so good to have you here this Wednesday afternoon. Aidan, can you start by telling us what made you want to actually make your own recording studio?
Yeah, for sure. So I kind of came out of high school really keen to be out making music. I really struggled to get gigs, to be honest, with my band at the time. Mm. And we kind of fell in love with recording in high school. And the opportunity came up through Hijinks. Shout out to that crew, Nick and Aman, we love you. And we started a spot on Parramatta Road. And yeah. we started out as a very basic kind of setup, and Spencer came to the equation. We borrowed his PA and we made the like most bare bones little rehearsal room that you could possibly have. And we ran all of our mic lines for recording through this little doorway into the room next door. There was no line of sight to the recording room. We made a lot of records that way and we learned a lot, you know. And yeah. then like 2 years ago, we knocked the whole wall down. Spencer, myself, my dad, and my friend Liam, who's a carpenter, yeah. we kind of spent months hoarding free bits of equipment and pegboard and yellow tongue and wood and
a little bit of scrounging around,
all of that sort of stuff. And we built the studio with a nice big window now. We're doing all the soldering.
Wow.
We've got a console in at the moment that we're restoring. And we're hitting 3 years now since we've been open at our spot.
Wow. And so it took you about 2 years to actually, you know, figure it all out and actually turn it into a nice looking studio.
That's it. Yeah. And it's definitely still rough around the edges.
Yeah,
but that's
of course.
Kind of the idea, I think.
Yeah.
Great. It's funny. All recording studios at the end of the day is just a room and a couple little bits and bobs.
Bits and, of gear and all the rest of it.
Yeah. Just make it happen. That's the go.
And Spencer, before you actually made this recording studio, what was your experience like with the Sydney music scene?
Well, I played in a couple bands and were doing the things, and I'd also been, you know, in a couple bigger recording sessions, helping out and assisting, and also, you know, being on the other end as a musician. Nothing too crazy, but I sort of got the impression that all of these bigger joints were a little bit
too clean, shall we say? A little bit too sanitized, you see?
Yeah, a little bit.
Hand sanitizer on the desk.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Don't touch it, just look at it.
Yeah, a little bit of that, but also it's informed the ethos that we're running with today, which is to basically have a joint where we encourage experimentation, and we have, you know, a price in a way that is, you know, pretty
Accessible
like
to the local musician.
That's the go. That's what we're aiming for.
We're here because of the scene, for the scene, man.
Yeah, well, so Aidan, you've been speaking a lot about like the rough around the edges, which is Electric Technique at the moment. But what makes it different from all the other recording studios that we do have here in Sydney?
Well, I think it's that precisely. You know, we're not trying to create the most idealistic and clean slate studio that's around. We're trying to create a space that really fosters artistic development and gives people the time and space to do what they want to do.
Yeah.
It's a homely type kind of vibe. Everything is lit warmly. Mm. We've got all these weird bits of equipment. We've got old pianos and organs.
As much tea as you'd like.
What's actually that like? So, Spencer, if I came in and I was a band, or maybe I'm a solo artist, and I was like, oh, you know, I'm going to record a song, what's that experience like for me?
Well, that experience for you is, I mean, would love to get you in before the recording session. Come on in. Get you in before the session. We'll chat about what's happening, what you want to do.
Feel through the space,
and then we'll basically just go from there. If you walk in, you put your gear down, have a cup of tea, we talk some bits and bobs and.
That's it. Every session I've had, I've walked out being best friends with the band. Such an amazing opportunity with the Sydney scene here. I've worked with bands like Bennett's Grove. You've worked with bands like Lemon Eyes. We've done records with Jericho and The Engine and lots of really amazing bands. I think our scene here is really something special.
Shout out to Terrificus as well. Did an album with them not too long ago. They're a fun band.
Oh, awesome. Well, just joining us now, my guests are Aidan and Spencer from Electric Technique, a recording studio that we do have here in Sydney, in Leichhardt. And they've been telling us a bit more about themselves and how they separate from the rest of the crowd here in Sydney. Personally, I don't know much about music here. I'm not like that well across
it. I mean, that sounds like you're not qualified for the job, honestly. What are you?
I know, they should be taking. I shouldn't be doing this job. But, you know, you probably do have a lot of different gear that makes you maybe different, or that you like to have different sounds. Can you just kind of walk us through that, Aiden and Spencer?
I'm a keyboard nut.
Yeah, you love keyboards?
I've got
keyboards?
Lots of old keyboards, particularly from the 70s. Like all this stuff that you don't find around very much that I'm learning to maintain and get around. And I think it's really important that this sort of stuff is made accessible to people in our age group and that people get amongst it, or else that sort of knowledge will get lost.
Yeah, a little bit of that. But I mean, anyone at home with a little MIDI keyboard can have any piano sound in the world.
Yeah. That's it.
And that's what it is. But
what is it with the hardware that makes it different is often the question I get asked. It's the same with all the old mics and that sort of stuff. Why would you use them above anything else? And the difference is limitation, you know, and having all this sort of stuff where you can only make it do so much is really indicative to a healthy creative process.
Right.
Yeah. Limitation breeds creativity.
That's the one.
That's the one.
Right. Yeah. So do you find that some of the gear that you have in your studio makes your sound a bit more unique and a bit
absolutely
more different?
Right. And we respond absolutely for? Uniquely to every project that walks through the door. The first thing for me is to go and see a band live if I can, or listen to any of their live recordings. Yeah, and totally. We're all about trying to capture that band in their truest image.
Yeah. Wow. That's also in the way we've set it up. Like a lot of, you know, if you want a super clean, polished pop record, every other like sort of medium, large format studio has you covered. But what we're really sort of specializing and developing is capturing that band live off the floor, making it happen, embracing the bleed a little bit here and there. Mm. And of course, you know, we got workarounds for everything.
Embracing the sound of the band is the real source of
encouraging the performance.
And artistic development.
It definitely feels like do your research, you really take care of the musicians and artists that you bring into your space in Leichhardt. Quickly, before we have to let you go this Wednesday afternoon, I know that you probably started out doing a lot of these recordings maybe in your bedroom, like a lot of the artists do these days. Do you think it's important now for them to actually do that, or do you think going to a recording studio like yourself is a bit more important?
Well, this is one thing that we've really been doing a bit more of, is kind of meeting people halfway, because it's not realistic that you can sit in a studio necessarily for every project. And I don't think that that is the best thing given the technology that we have today. But people in their own bedrooms, they don't necessarily have the opportunity to turn up an amp the whole way, or record a live drum kit, or muck around on all the kind of old gear that we've got, the old keyboards and all of that. So what we're encouraging people to do alongside coming in for full sessions is, if you want to try out a drum sound or anything like that, hit us up and you can come straight in and we'll plug that in on your recordings from home.
Just to expand on that, fundamentally the main thing is recording is fun. It's flipping.
It's really fun,
Fudging fun. Like recording at home and learning as much about the process is something that everyone should 100% do.
Yep.
And just make mistakes and learn things. That's what we've been doing.
Yeah.
It's all about the DIY scene, helping each other out.
Totally, And that's what we've come out of.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. And I've just had the question from one of my producers, how much does it cost and where can you actually reach out to you guys and get a recording?
Now, that's
happening?
A very sneaky question.
Yeah.
All right. Project is different and has different requirements.
Yeah.
So if you're interested, shoot us a message, and we're all about fostering relationships with bands.
Yeah.
So I mean, if we come up with a flat fee for something and you want to come in and there's something you want to change later on, like, you know, everything is flexible.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you so much for coming in, Aiden and Spencer from Electric Technique, a music recording studio in Leichhardt.
Thanks for having
us. I really appreciate your time.
Pleasure. Thank you.